How would you like some peanut butter with that jelly sandwich?
Mother.
Hey, ho, it's the Chris Court Show. Hey, ho.
This show is brought to you by...
Welcome back, guys. I am no longer drinking alcohol.
You're full of shit.
No, seriously.
I know, I know I'm a little far from the mic. I'll come closer.
No, that's fine.
Why are you not drinking alcohol?
I am done.
As you just did a shot.
Yes, sir. I'm back drinking alcohol. How are you guys?
Was this dry March?
No. You know, actually, we went to this bar crawl last week.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I was just like, man, I think I'm done drinking. Like, what does it do?
You were done drinking that night, I think, is what.
No,
it was.
I was like, I was actually thinking, like, to myself, I'm done drinking Elky.
I don't think you are, especially since you're drinking right now.
Well, yeah. Obviously, that wasn't true, but, you know. I think I'm getting to the age.
It wasn't the same thrill as it used to be in the past.
Right.
I think that's what it was.
I think I'm getting also to that age to where I'm just like, yeah, alcohol doesn't do much for me. I'm getting to the point to where it's like, I'd rather just, you know, sleep on my couch. You know?
I was at that age like 20 years ago.
Well, yeah. But I mean, you know, even like, well, you go out on the weekend.
I do.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I come here.
I can't do that. Like on Saturday nights, I know you like to go out after.
Well, maybe
like
you need to drink at home.
Yeah, I could do that. But
get pants drunk.
Then I'd be
What's that?
So, yeah. I just wanted to share that little tidbit. And also, we have an interview coming. I think that's going to be
Sunday. Well, we're doing it Sunday, but
we're going to be recording Sunday. Who knows when it'll be released? But with Mina Ora, we did play her not too long ago. That we played, and you know, it was a good time playing her music. So we asked her to do an interview, as we all always do with some of the bands that we play. And we are. What are you looking at?
Are you getting paranoid about that camera that
you
installed?
It turns red and blue. I think Michelle's, like, watching us.
She might be watching you.
I think she is.
Maybe she's tilling herself watching
like it,
you.
Like, it turns blue, and then it turns red.
Maybe she's, like, you know, touching herself while she's watching you.
Mm-hmm. I touch myself when I watch myself.
That sounds about right.
So we have Mina Ora coming. We have a couple other interviews after that, and I'm excited about that. Last week we had John Carello on.
Yep.
And my cousin Brett.
A word or two from Brett.
Yeah, a word or two from Brett, and it was a good time. And, you know, that's where we're all about is good times. I had a dream, actually, and I had to say that really. See how it goes blue? I think, yeah. Oh,
now
it went
red.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you watching us. But... I had a dream, and I had to say it like that because I will forget about it throughout this whole show. It was about Dave Grohl.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm not even joking. Like, it was last night, and I had...
Now, was it a dream about a dreamy Dave Grohl?
No. So, the dream was, as far as I can remember, I tried to write down as much as I could, but... So, we were at a concert, and he was playing a show, and I was backstage. And me and him were talking and like backstage and then the show ended. Everyone was clapping and he came up to me. He's like, what do you think? Should I do one more? I was like, yeah, dude, go out there and play one more. Everyone wants to hear it. Huh?
But they never do that.
I know. But in my dream, they did.
Yeah, they didn't.
So, and I was like, yeah, go out there and play one more. Can you shut the fuck up while I'm telling my dream?
Nope.
This is my dream.
I'm here to step all over your dreams.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get mad. but you're being a little bitch.
You yelled so loud it peaked.
I know. Anyway, so in my dream, yeah, he came up to me and was like, you know, should I go on one more? I'm like, yeah, man, go on one more. And it ended, and they were all bowing. And I went, you know, he like said, hey, come on over here. And I bowed with them, even though I didn't do shit. I was just in the background.
You got him to play one more?
I got him to play one more, yeah. And then he had his brother, which he doesn't, I don't, does he have a brother? I read his whole fucking book, and I don't even, I don't think he does. I think he was an only child. But
so this dream, he has a brother.
But he did have a brother. And he's like, yeah, he's like, you should know my brother. Like, he played this song. And for the life of me, I can't remember what song it was, but it was like a really known song. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that was your brother played that song. And he's like, yeah, man. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I didn't want to over.
Are you sure it was Dave Grohl?
Yeah, it was Dave Grohl. Okay. It was for sure Dave Grohl.
Just making sure.
And I didn't want to overstep my boundaries, right? And I was just like, all right, Davey, what we're going to do.
Davey?
Yeah.
God.
Dreamy Davey. I said, what we're going to do, Davey, is that I really, really want you to play at my house.
Okay. This house?
Whatever house I was living in my dream. I don't know.
Your dream house.
And then I woke up.
Like Barbie's dream house.
Yeah.
Did you wake up with wet pants?
I don't think so.
No.
Maybe. Sometimes I pee myself in the middle of the night.
I could see that.
Yeah. I could see that being a real possibility. But yeah. So, just wanted to share that dream before I forgot. You have any dreams? Do you not have dreams?
Typically, I don't have dreams.
You know why?
Hold on.
I'm going to tell why, though.
I don't care what your excuse is.
It's not an excuse.
Hold your damn horses, motherfucker. Typically, I don't have dreams, at least not ones that I remember. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'm in allergy season, which is way early in fucking Chicago, but winter's been mild. When I'm on Claritin, my allergy medicine, I get some crazy-ass fucking dreams and nightmares.
Do you know what some people call allergy season?
Huh.
Pussy season. It's for pussy.
Is that because people who have allergies are pussies?
No.
I was waiting for you to say yes.
No, I'm just saying. They call it pussy season. I don't know if you knew that or not.
No, I did not know that. Why are you talking all soft?
Do you know that, though, that if you get on a CPAP machine, because you should get that checked out.
Yeah, I'm never getting a CPAP machine.
Why?
Why would I want to have a machine hooked up to my face while I'm sleeping?
You know what, though? It actually gets better. And it gets better, and I'm like, man, I really need that to sleep. It really...
I sleep just fine.
It helps me sleep good.
I sleep just fine.
Yeah, but you die like 500 times a night.
That's fine.
I'm worried about
you. I still wake up in the morning.
I'm
good to go.
I'm going to call your doctor.
You don't even know who
my
doctor is.
Set you an appointment as Dr. Kurva.
Now you're being racist.
How is that racist?
You're being racist towards Polish people.
Polish isn't a race?
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
How would it not be? Is Italian a race?
No.
How is it not?
Oh, God. Am I wrong in this? I don't think so.
You're being prejudiced against Polish people.
I think it's prejudice, yeah.
I mean, prejudice, racist, almost the same.
Yeah, I don't need to look it up because you already said you're wrong. Let's see.
Prejudice or discrimination or...
By an individual, community, or institution against a person or people on the basis of their membership in a particular racial or ethnic group, typically one that is minority or marginalized. I still think I'm right.
Polish is an ethnic group.
I don't, you know, Polish isn't anything.
Racism.
No, I like the Polskas, obviously, because you're here.
The fuck?
Anyway, so let's get into this band. Are you guys ready? Because I'm ready. Actually, it's an artist. But I am actually, it's a band.
Now, did you actually find this artist or were they emailed to us?
This one I found.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Why?
I'm just asking.
You got something to say?
I'm just asking. Because we do play all artists that email us.
Yeah, we do.
Which means if you are a artist or band, please send us your music to the Chris Court Show.
Chris Court Show.
At gmail.com.
Not the Chris Court Show.
Chris Court Show at gmail.com.
Yeah. So this is an artist. I just want to clarify that. And the name is Dent May. All right?
The stage name?
I'm assuming, but you won't know till you hear about it later. First, you got to listen to the song, and then you'll know. You'll hear us talk about it later.
What is happening?
I'm trying to be a certain race.
Do you want me to go get that limoncello out again?
No, fuck that. Dent May, one call, that's all.
Here on the Chris Court Show.
I can't help it, this poor heart just melted. I can't take my eyes off you. It's too good to be true. I'm upset lately cause I'm obsessed. We're starting this romance, but do I have a chance? My friends say to just talk.
To music like this.
Bands and more can be found on the Chris Court Show with all new episodes. Maybe we'll live forever, live for so
One call, that's all. What did you think, Matthew?
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, you know, there were some strokes I heard in it with the guitar.
Wow, there were some really cool like little fills and stuff you did with the guitar and riffs. And
it was a very catchy song.
Lyrics were catchy. The whole thing was great. That's a great job.
That's right.
Especially for a standalone artist. That was awesome.
Yeah. Very good. Dent May. You can find his all his stuff on DentMay.com, and you can also go on Spotify, Apple Music. He's everywhere. And also, he has a new album coming out March 29th. The album is What's for Breakfast? What is for breakfast? Well, his music. He's from, he was Mississippi raised, but I believe he's LA from based. Los Angeles. Yeah, Los Angeles based now. The craft of songwriting is 100% what he is about. And, just hear from hearing that song. I listened to a couple other songs, that he had, but I believe that one is on his new album.
Ooh, I just read this here.
Oh, it is.
Was some of that maybe ukulele riffs that we were hearing?
What's that?
He obviously plays a ukulele. Because he had an album that came out a while ago that has him with his magnificent ukulele.
The good feeling music of Dent May and his magnificent ukulele.
You want to try that again?
Magnificent ukulele.
This is why we shouldn't do shots before the show.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, we'd have to re-listen to it.
Yeah, again. It was very cool, though. I loved it.
Yeah, so did I. No, it was very. I mean, I was even singing it.
And I'm curious, what's for breakfast?
Eggs, bacon. I don't care. What do you want? Potatoes. You know what's actually really good for breakfast?
What's that?
Oh shit! So they make string
cold pizza. I love cold pizza for breakfast. I don't know why.
What?
I do.
You know what? If I keep on hitting this microphone like an asshole.
You gonna fire yourself?
Yes.
Then who's gonna do a show with me?
I don't care. I shouldn't be doing things like this. No, but actually what do you have? So for a typical breakfast, what do you usually have?
Like my everyday? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
My everyday, I usually have a breakfast sandwich. Like okay. Sausage, egg, cheese.
Like a frozen one? Or
yeah.
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 And you just
I'm not
put it
making
in the
fresh microwave. Breakfast sandwiches in my house.
Oh, I sometimes
I have made them in the past, but yeah. That's like on a special occasion. But normally it just like frozen.
So what let's say if you have the day off and you want to make breakfast.
If I have the day off, I usually wake up for lunch.
The fuck? This motherfucker. I usually, so like on Sundays when, the whole family's off, it's usually family day. I make bacon.
Okay.
In the air fryer. It's fucking best. And did you know?
I still like bacon fried in the pan.
And did you know? Well, before we
I know it's technically less healthy, but I love bacon fried in the pan.
Before we stroll too far away from this, what's for breakfast? March 29th, Dent May. You can find all this stuff on streaming services. And you can also go to his website at DentMay, DentMay.com. He has a bunch of tours coming up throughout the country, it looks like.
And this way, oh, even Chicago. Shubas.
Okay, we're going to that.
We should.
Yeah.
You know, my problem is that's in the middle of the week.
Oh, is it Wednesday and Thursday? What time, at 8 o'clock?
And I already took off Monday and Tuesday that week.
Oh. Well, we'll figure it out. But either way, so you can go there, check out his stuff. He even has a honeymoon suite. No, I think that's like a different band or something. But either way, check him out. Awesome music. Now, breakfast. Because what's...
I wonder if honeymoon suite is maybe a band he's in.
Could be.
Because it's on his page.
Oh, yeah.
It could might be a band that he's in.
Maybe if we look forward. I mean...
Oh, honeymoon it's a recording studio. Okay.
Wow. Are we dumbasses?
Yeah,
you
we
click
are.
On it and it literally says
yep.
Highlighted.
Yeah, we're dumbasses.
But anyway, go check him out. He's awesome. What is for breakfast on a Sunday? Okay. So usually that's family time. Okay.
So and you get up and you make breakfast.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Family
that's what
everything.
I was trying to say. Yeah. So the bacon. Did you see that the new upcoming trend for bacon?
Boiled?
Yes. Did you see it?
I have not, but I'm just guessing that's what it was.
It's fucking boiled.
I remember you boiled bacon. And
this was a long time ago.
A long time ago. But it was like when you first moved into this house.
No, it was before I moved into this house. I did it at my mom's house.
Okay. Either way, you were like, yeah, I boiled bacon. It just doesn't taste right.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck did you boil bacon?
But that's the new trend.
And what we mean by boiled bacon is literally drop bacon in boiling water to cook it.
Yeah. And that's the new trend.
That's disgusting.
Go look on YouTube.
Why would you want to eat boiled bacon?
Listen.
Nothing's better than bacon fried in its own fat.
I don't want to say that I started the trend, but I started the trend of boiled
bacon. I'm pretty
sure
we talked about this on the podcast, too.
And that's why.
That's why there's a trend now.
That's why there's a trend. I'm not even joking. You, like, look at my face.
Boiled bacon. Trademark Chris Corcho.
Right. We had Coughcle juice. Now it's a big hit.
Coughcle juice is, well, it's going to be. It's going to be. It's not yet, but it's going to be.
Right. Coughcle juice,
we just gotta find pickle juice.
We
got to find that perfect recipe for it.
We should have came out with a video of just boiling bacon.
We could.
Well, it's already a thing now.
Yeah, but we can make it be like, make it
and
a
I'm gay.
Thing.
I'm sorry, I'm keeping that in.
Obviously.
And people have to know what we're laughing
Son
at.
Son of a bitch.
People have to know what we're
laughing at. Or we can just cut all this out.
No. That was perfect timing. Anyway, so what that was is Matt, just, I'm not even explaining. Let's just.
Just leave it. Just leave it be.
Anyway, so yeah, the whole breakfast or the bacon boil thing. Okay, cool. Breakfast, this is what I do. I
air fry your bacon.
Wake up in the morning. Yeah. I wake up first.
Well, obviously.
Not obvious.
Were you cooking your sleep?
And I go to my air fryer. I set it up 400 degrees, let it heat up, put the bacon in there, and I keep on checking to see the tenderness.
Roughly how long?
I like bacon. There's no really time. I just kind of go.
Flexible it
I don't
is
like too crispy. I like it like just like chewy almost.
See, I like it when there's really crispy parts and chewy parts.
Oh, that too, yeah.
I like it when it's like all in one strip, really crispy and chewy parts.
I do that, but I also make, because Michelle likes it burned. Not burned, but like
crisp.
A little black.
Really crisp. Yeah.
Extra, so I'll make those crisp too. But yeah. So I make that, and then Hungry Jack has these freaking awesome hash browns. They're in like a little milk carton box that you can get at like Jewel, or I think it's just Jewel or maybe Walmart.
So there's something else in the potatoes, like some kind of sauce or something in them.
No, it's just, I think it's just regular potatoes.
Why is it
coming
in a milk carton cart?
I don't know, but it's a little one now.
Does it pour out or does it like fall out?
No, it just falls out. They're like hash brownies. It's just like string hash browns.
Hash brownies?
Yeah.
Oh, I really want some hash brownies now.
Oh, if I know things, then I put an ease at them. So anyway, hash brownies, Hungry Jack, amazing. Get them.
I know I've gotten Hungry Jack's like pancake mix stuff before. It's usually
no,
okay.
No. This is a whole different ball game, buddy. Good. And then I'll do eggs.
So when it comes to hash browns, I usually just either make some kind of like pre-made hash brown.
Okay.
Or I'll get like corned beef hash instead of like hash browns.
Corned beef hash.
But that's a totally different animal.
Right.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I'll do. And so I bought this little thing on Amazon.
Eggs, bacon, and hash browns?
Eggs, bacon, and hash browns. But then.
Anything else?
Some sausage. But I bought this thing on Amazon. It's a little circular thing, right?
The eggs?
Yeah, and you just pop the eggs in there. Yeah.
It's like a silicone thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or this also thing that I bought on Amazon, if you don't like the yolks, you crack it on this silver thing, and then you put it in there, and then it holds the yolk, and then the... Uh-oh. Well, fuck my breakfast.
Hey, guys.
What new albums are coming out these days?
It's new breakfast time!
March 22nd, 2024. These days already happened because it is today. Remember to go and support your local record stores. Let's start it off. Adrian Lenker, Bright Future.
We have Elbow with Audio Vertigo.
Impressive. For Your Consideration.
Future X, Metro Boomin. We Don't Trust You.
Gary Clark Jr., JPEG Raw. That should be good.
Gossip, Real Power.
Jalen, Akoma.
Julia Halter, Something in the Room She Moves.
Kenny Chesney, Born.
Lauren Hibbard, Girlfriend Material.
Matt Champion, Mika's Laundry.
Maynard James Keenan. Cinquanta? Is that how you say that?
Cinquanta.
Cinquanta?
That's the dude from...
yeah, that's from Tool.
Pussifier.
Perfect Circle.
Is it Pussifier?
Perfect Circle.
Okay.
And Tool.
Odetta Hartman, Swan Songs.
Prefuse 73, New Strategies for Modern Crime, Volume 1.
Saint Savior. Sunseeker.
Wasn't Saint Savior like part of Metallica?
I don't think so.
What was Saint Savior?
Saint Anger.
Oh, that's Saint Anger. You're right. Yep, you're right. Shakira. Las... really? I have to pronounce the Spanish stuff?
You have to do it.
Las... Mirror... I mi Harris? Yeah, no. Hector's going to make fun of me. No, Loran?
The Staves, All Now.
And Waxahachie? Tiger Blood.
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie.
And also, bonus, Cody Jinks' new album, Change the Game, with our guy, Josh Morningstar, that wrote two songs off of there, including the self or the track album.
Why is he not on
March 22nd, that came out today, too.
Why is he not on this list?
I don't know.
Cody Jinks is big enough to be on this list. That's some bullshit.
Right. You have freaking Prefuse 70. I'm not going to make it. I don't know these band names.
I don't know them either. They might be big bands. I've been drinking. Hector's totally going to make fun of me for the Spanish part of that.
Nobody knows who Hector is.
Nobody does, but he's going to make fun of me. Yeah. And he's going to be happy I mentioned him on the show.
Yeah, that's fun. So there it is. Go check him out. Yeah, so we did the whole breakfast thing. You know, man, we went a long time for that breakfast. Oh, thank you, Dent May. That's what's for breakfast.
Dent May gave us a topic to talk about here.
Damn.
That was beautiful.
That's what's for breakfast, Dent May. Okay. So I wanted to do this.
What's your favorite breakfast? Like your favorite stuff for breakfast? We're on that topic anyway.
My favorite, probably country fried steak.
With eggs?
With eggs, yes. Definitely with eggs.
How do you like your eggs?
Sunny side up.
Give me a high five for that one.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best.
You jerk off that hand.
I totally jerked off with that hand. Sunny side up.
Yeah, that's definitely my best. So what we're going to do here.
You're not going to ask me. What a dick.
All right.
French toast. All right, motherfucker. I love French toast.
No, I literally don't care.
I know. I was just trying to bring the topic around because you were searching for something.
I think you were trying to ask me to get me to
you. We were on a topic.
You wanted me.
We were on a topic, and you were busy poking around with something else in the computer here.
See,
so I was trying to keep the topic flowing.
I'm a little.
You don't have to get mad at me
about
this.
I'm a genius, okay? I know what you were trying to do.
No, I was trying to work this so that we kept content going and kept talking.
Oh, is that what you were trying to do?
Yes.
Okay, then good job.
Motherfucker.
Fucker. All right, so John Cougar Mellencamp, as we all know, he wrote lots of hits, right? He got pissed at a fans, at fans in Ohio.
Stomp off.
He stomped off stage. Look at that motherfucker. He's talking about Jack and Diane.
What's you so mad about?
Two fucking fans that pissed me off. Here, I got the audio of how he got pissed, and it's kind of funny. So it's a little bit longer, but I think you'll find it hilarious how he gets pissed. Angry old men just getting pissed these days. Here we go.
And then it got real quiet.
What he said was, why don't you play some music instead of talking?
What do you think I've been doing, you cocksucker?
What do you think I'm doing, cocksucker?
I think that's an appropriate response.
Now, here's the thing, man. You don't know me. You don't fucking know me. Hey, Joe, find this guy and let me see him after the show.
John Cougar Mellencamp's going to kick. What if that happened?
That would be awesome.
Before I was so rude.
John Cougar Mellencamp kicked my ass.
Guys, I can stop this show right now and just go home.
He's like a teacher. All right, guys, settle down. Be quiet in the class.
Settle down or I'm calling your parents. You're like a parent. I'm going to turn this car around.
Tell you what I'm going to do.
All right, here he goes.
Since you've been so wonderful, I'm going to cut about 10 songs out of the show. Here we go.
Damn.
A little did it.
All right. Yeah, here we go, John Cougar. Yes. All right. Yeah. Land.
Show's over.
Jack is it. What? What? Where did... No, say it, and so. Where are you going, John Googie?
John Googie.
And he left. And just like that, he was out of our lives. Or their lives.
I mean, I think the beginning was an appropriate response. He had a heckler, obviously.
Yeah.
He turned around and made some comments to the heckler. But you could have gone on with the show.
Right. Does everyone
didn't have to actually leave.
Does everyone have to suffer?
Everyone who's at your show that paid to be there and loves you and wants to see your music has to suffer now because you got pissed off at one fan.
Right.
Or one asshole.
But
well, let's not even call him a fan. One asshole.
But I've heard that people even say that he's an asshole. Like Jacob Dylan was doing a show, and he mentioned how much John Cougar Mellencamp is an asshole.
And there's a lot of artists who are, because they think they're like the hottest shit ever. So let's I'm put my mouth around it. I hate you.
Damn, all these surprises
we're talking about a serious topic here, and I can't help but just get interrupted.
Well, you know
and
what?
It's every time I'm talking, I get interrupted. I'm still glancing. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm ignoring it.
You know what, though? Like, that's what you get. These are what these are basically when we're doing mic checks, and Matt just goes off on tangents while we're trying to do mic checks. And then he leaves an opportunity for me to...
Yeah, I go off on a tangent just doing something random, not realizing, and I should realize it by now, that during a mic check, Chris is actually recording.
Yeah.
To get proper levels and everything, which is the right way to do it.
Yeah.
But I'm forgetting that he's recording it, and then he uses it against me later.
That's where our best material comes from, I think. I mean, shit. So, there you go. Everyone's talking about this. Do you know about this?
No, I know about it, yeah.
The total solar eclipse.
The best place to go right now is like Indianapolis if you want to get to it on the right day.
No, really?
Yeah, Indianapolis is going to be a total eclipse over there.
Of my heart?
Total eclipse of the sun. And
oh, not my heart.
Yeah.
So what is a total solar eclipse?
It's when the sun goes behind the moon and you cannot see the sun anymore and it gets dark as fuck outside in the middle of the day.
What?
Yeah.
When, wait, so on April 8th, a total solar eclipse will cross North America.
Passing over Mexico, United States, and Canada.
No, passing over Mexico, United States, and Canada boot.
Canada.
Right. So, like, during the day, it gets really... I've never seen that.
You've never seen even a partial eclipse?
I've seen part... Like, so during
where
the day...
Where it got dark during the day? It happened when we were in, like, high school or something.
Oh, so this hasn't happened for a while?
It hasn't happened for a little while. It's like every so many years. I forget how many years, but it's like a little while.
Is that the
it happens more frequent than you think, but it happens in different areas around the globe constantly.
So is this the one where you can't stare at the sun or something?
You cannot stare straight at it because it's like staring at the sun because you basically are staring at the sun. But they do sell special glasses where you can sit there and stare at it and watch it.
Okay.
And those glasses will protect your eyes from getting hurt by the sun. And the glasses are not expensive. You can get them at, like, gas stations. Like, I think there's Speedways around here selling them.
All right. Well, there it is. A total solar eclipse.
But yeah, if you want to have the definition 100% from eclipse, it's going through, like, Indianapolis.
Okay.
We will have a partial eclipse here you'll be able to see.
The sky will darken as if it were dawn or dusk. Yeah. So that is happening April 8th. So what's the big deal about this thing?
It's just a cool phenomenon. Oh. That's all it is. And people,
you know what's a cool phenomenon?
People like
if
to go
dinosaurs
and look at
come
it.
And walk the earth and say, "Hey, Chris, how are you doing?"
And that might happen during this.
Nah,
you
maybe.
Don't know. But you have to be in Indianapolis to talk to the dinosaurs.
So April 8th, which would bring us to
another reason why I'm saying Indianapolis. Like Indianapolis is not the only place it's happening, but it's the nearest place, metropolitan place to where we are that it's happening at.
Okay. So, like, what time do I expect it to be dark?
I don't know. Does it say what time on here?
Where and when?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. Well, that's North America that will experience a totality and Mexico's Pacific Coast at around. Well, that's Pedit
time. The times are probably on here on this little chart.
Where?
The chart they're showing here.
Oh, okay.
The times are, yeah, see, like, EDT, CDT, there's times on here. So, in Indiana, it's going to be around 3 o'clock, roughly.
Yeah.
That's a rough time, but it's maybe around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Total solar eclipse.
So that's what you can expect on April 8th.
It's actually a cool phenomenon to see because it's dark
Wait,
as hell.
So that's not going to happen in Illinois.
You'll see a partial eclipse. This is the total eclipse. In Illinois, we'll see a partial. This is 100% eclipse.
So it'll be completely dark in Indianapolis.
Yes. The moon will completely cover the sun, and all you'll see is a small ring of fire.
Huh? I fell down. I fell down, baby.
But in Illinois, you're going to see a partial eclipse. So you'll still see a decent amount of the sun around the side of the moon.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just because of the angle that we're standing at to look at it.
You've been doing a lot of research about this.
No, I know about it. It's something that's
nerd
been common
nerd
knowledge for millennia.
I used to beat up kids like you in school.
You want to beat me off now?
No, I never did. I was the kid that got beaten up by nerds.
You still didn't hear what I said?
I did. Yeah. So there you go. So if you want it to happen, it'll happen. Okay? And there it is. So, but my thing about it is, like, why are we waiting so long with this?
For what, the eclipse?
Yeah, why is everything happening?
It,
so
it
why
happens
is,
when it happens.
Why is everything taking forever?
It happens when it happens. What, did you want, like, to happen today?
Kind of.
But it's not happening until April in Indianapolis.
I don't believe that it's going to get dark, though.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I was talking about because you fucked up the recording. We had to start over again.
Oh, no. We don't edit the show.
Oh, no. We're editing the fuck out of this show, but you're not editing this part out. I'm going to talk about this part.
Damn. Is this for all the other times that those audio tracks played?
Yep.
I want to assure you that everything is live, but this part wasn't because all of a sudden it stopped.
Yeah, something happened.
I think it's Matt's fault.
I think it's Chris's fault.
I think Adobe got bored of the eclipse talk.
It does get dark. It gets dark.
Oh, here we go. It stopped. No.
It gets dark just like it would be outside in the middle of the night. That's how dark it gets in the middle of the daytime. Like in Indianapolis, we saw it's about 3 p.m. Did you do Taste of Gin in that one?
Yes. Holy shit.
That was strong.
Damn. All right. Well, there you go.
I'm about halfway done with mine already.
Jesus. If you want to see darkness, then there it is. Have you heard the freaking news?
That there's a new Beetlejuice movie coming out?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I actually haven't. I mean, I heard the news like years ago, but nothing ever came of it.
So there's an official trailer out. And you got to see it. Michael Keaton's on it.
I heard Michael Keaton's supposed to be in it again, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Keaton. What's her name from Beetlejuice?
I know who you're talking about. I don't remember her.
Yeah.
Name. Yeah.
Damn it. Why can't I think of her name?
I don't know.
And she's from the flip side or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things. What's her name?
I can't remember her name right now. I don't know why. You want me to look it up?
Yeah, look that up. And the girl from... God. I'm not prepared.
You were not prepared for this at all.
Did you hear that?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder, there you go. Yeah. Beetlejuice is what it's called.
So it's just doing Beetlejuice twice?
Yeah.
So are they going to make a third one in like another 25, 30 years? It's Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice?
Probably. I'm thinking that's what it's... And that'll be the final one.
He didn't show up.
Would that be cool? Michael Keaton can come and join us with his face paint.
That'd be amazing.
Did you hear him say, "The juice is loose"?
I did not hear that part, no.
That's what he said. He said the juice is loose. Hey, you know, speaking of which, movies, I just watched Malignant. Have you seen that movie?
Malignant?
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's about cancer or something?
No, it's kind of, but not.
No, I've not
seen I don't want to ruin it.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what it is.
So it's on idea. It's on Netflix. All I will say is that watch it. It's a crazy movie. It's called Malignant. It's on Netflix. If you like a horror movie...
I do like a good horror movie.
It's really good. Now, I don't think it's like the absolute best, or I don't think it was like, oh my God. But it's a pretty solid horror movie that has a lot of twists and turns.
Speaking of horror movies, you told me to watch X with Jenna Ortega.
X, yeah.
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 And you said that she gets naked in it. And you lied to me.
Jenna Ortega?
Yeah.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in Beetlejuice.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is.
Well, I don't know if she's in the new one.
Yeah, she's in the new one.
So the girl who plays Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, what
she
else?
She don't get naked in it?
No.
Well, that's pedophilia.
What? I was, what?
No, she's like 20-something now. I thought she got naked in that
one.
No,
she does not.
Really?
Nope. They do show her in her bra and panties.
Okay.
But that's it.
Okay. Well, then
I mean,
use
still,
your imagination
nice.
For the rest.
It was
Jesus.
Nice.
Yeah. What did you think of the movie, though?
It actually wasn't a bad horror movie.
Spoiler alert.
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Especially with the old people. Fuck it.
Yeah, they I was watching it with Michelle, and she's like, "What is this?" And I was like, "Oh man, this is kind of sick."
And I'm not trying to be like ageist against old people fucking.
No.
But these
no,
were
no,
like decrepit ass old people.
Like
fucking.
They're. I mean, they're already dead.
They're basically dead, and they're fucking. It was weird.
I mean, they gotta get off too.
I mean, I guess.
When you get older, and you're an old person. You know, and that's the
but
thing.
But I'm pretty sure, like, didn't they, like, she scream, "You broke my hip" while they were doing it?
Probably. Like, that's the thing. I look at old people and be like, man, you probably can't have sex no more. That's kind of depressing.
A lot of old people still have sex.
Well, look at Robert De Niro. He just had a kid.
That's kind of gross.
He did.
I'm just saying it's kind of gross. But
now, do you think that's like.
But then again, he's also like, you know, rich as hell.
But
celebrity.
Do you think that's like kind of shitty? Like. Okay, let's have a kid at your age. You're going to die soon. She's not going to have a father.
You know what, though? She'll have a father for a little while. Well, she's
still, won't remember that shit.
She'll have a father for a little while. You have to consider, too, though, it's Robert De Niro. He's rich as fuck. He's a celebrity. She's going to grow up with a nanny.
Well, and, she has a mom, too.
And a mom. And
don't forget to put the mom, Jesus.
God, dude. She's going to grow up like a nanny or caretaker and a mom and everything like that. And she's going to have other relatives around her from her family. And she's also going to have a really nice fucking nest egg.
Yeah.
Or a trust account or a trust fund or whatever you want to call it. She's going to be set for life.
But does that beat...
Well, I mean, how old is Robert De Niro right now?
He's 80 years old.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
I just mean, like, he ain't got that much time left on this earth.
And he has a grandchild already. Like, I don't know, man.
I think it's fine that he's got a grandchild already.
No, that's
It'd be
fine,
a little weird for, like, if you had to call somebody aunt or uncle that was younger than you, wouldn't that be kind of weird?
Oh, for sure.
It'd be kind of weird, but it's not uncommon. It does happen.
Yeah. He, who did he have a kid with? I'm trying to figure this out.
I have no idea, because apparently he was married to both of them in different times.
Right.
So maybe it's not his wife?
Robert De Niro, what do you call her, a surrogate?
Maybe it was a surrogate.
Okay. De Niro is a, yeah, no, that was 1998.
Are you sure he
was? Just fathered a baby.
Girlfriend. It was a girlfriend.
Oh, with his girlfriend. Okay. So who's his girlfriend? Nobody knows. Who is the baby's mother?
I'm sure they mentioned it somewhere.
Oh, she's a martial arts instructor named Tiffany Chen.
There you go.
She's a Chinese lady.
He's probably learning martial arts from her.
About 6 kids. Oh, Jesus. He has 6 kids. 7, actually. I just had a baby. Okay.
I mean,
well, that's good.
You know what? Good for him. Whatever.
So did he have sex with her to have this kid, or was
it just
like
he probably did.
Implanted?
No,
in
I'm assuming he probably did, because the one thing is, like, men's vitality will last until they're 80, 90.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. So I'm assuming it's probably his actual kid.
But women's
now. Now, how much work did he do to make that kid?
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, he's in his 80s.
Again, we refer back to the movie. You broke my hip. That's exactly what that movie was about, Robert De Niro. All right, guys, thank you for listening to the show. Ran out of time here. But if you have music that you would like to submit to us, send it on over to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. We were all over streaming platforms doing some videos, trying to get Dave Grohl up in this bitch. One day we will.
One day.
And you're going to us.
It's a pipe dream.
It's a pipe dream, all right. I've already had a dream about him. So talking about a pipe dream, this is going to be an actual dream that comes true.
Once again, thank you for listening to The Chris Court Show. Remember, if you have a band or business, or know someone that has a band or business, send all the info and MP3s to chriscourtshow@gmail.com. Chicken nuggets and cranberry sauce.
The Chris Court Show.